بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, on the subject of marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu considered it to be so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about the marriage, in which he mentioned the quality, the ideal quality of a successful marriage. In Surah Al-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called marriage one of his signs. Allah said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, from among his signs, from among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he has created for you mates from among yourselves. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. He has created for you from within yourselves mates. For what? لِمَاذَا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you may find sukoon with them. So that you may find tranquility and peace and harmony and happiness and comfort with them. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. And he has placed between you love. وَرَحْمَةً. And mercy. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmin yatafakkarun. Verily in this, there are signs for people of tafakkur, for people who think, for people who reflect. My brothers and sisters, I want to say to you very sincerely, and I'm speaking especially to those who are wanting to get married, who are seeking to get married, and there's a lot of anxiety, right? Especially among the youth, to get married. Alhamdulillah, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. It is probably the most important decision that you will ever take in your life. And even if it is not the most important, it is definitely one of the top one or top two or three most important decisions that you will ever take in your life, and that is the decision of who to marry. So make sure that that decision becomes a means of khair and barakah for you. Because as Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, when they asked him, what is the most beautiful thing in this life, he said, Imratu Saleh. He said, a pious woman, meaning a wife who is pious, who is good, who is a good wife. And of course, all of these things, they apply both ways, meaning for the woman, the best thing in her life is a good husband. So it is something which can be a heaven, a Jannah in this dunya, or conversely, and may Allah have mercy on the people, I have seen both among people in my life. It can also be a Jahannam in this life. The interesting part is that whether it is Jannah or Jahannam is completely and totally in our own hands. So it makes absolutely great sense, wonderful sense, to ensure that we live our lives in a way with our spouses, where to be with your spouse is Jannah in this life. Now, what must we do? The best advice is the advice of the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly, very specifically about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created this marriage and he gave us three wonderful pointers. Number one, he said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you may have sukoon. Now, even if you take if you look at the language in Arabic, in Urdu and so on, we have Zabar Zair Pesh, in Urdu Zabar Zair Pesh, and then we have Jazm. In Arabic you have Fatah Kasra Dhamma and you have Sukoon. So Sukoon or Jazm is the Ishara, is the Matra, is the sign on the letter which shows that this letter is not moving. There is no movement in the letter. It's not saying a, e, u. It is as it is, by itself, in the same place. In peace, in harmony. This is the first quality of a good marriage. The first quality of a good marriage is that there is harmony in the home. Sukoon with respect to the spouses, for the spouses, your spouse, your husband, your wife, is the sole object of your attention. Your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, your love, your heart, your mind does not travel to anyone other than this individual. So this complete and total faithfulness, not only in terms of any relationship, but also in terms of the heart, faithfulness to the spouse is very, very important and a very critical element of a good marriage. And it is part of the requirement of a good marriage in Islam. Number one. Number two, part of this faithfulness also is to make sure that the home is a place of harmony, a place of sukoon, a place where a person finds rest. It's very important to remember this, because the home is somewhere where, between in the relationship of the spouses, between the husband and the wife, there are no defenses, right? A relationship, a marriage in which there are defenses between the husband and the wife, where they have to watch what they say, they have to watch what they do with each other. This is horrible, because it shows that there is no trust, right? There's no trust. I have to watch it, because if I don't, I will get caught. So what happens in some marriages, may Allah have mercy on those people, is they treat the home, the married home, like it's some kind of boxing ring, right? Somebody is winning, somebody is losing, and there is always this tension between the spouses. This is an absolutely awful thing, right? So don't make it like that. Make sure that your home is your home. It's not a boxing ring. So make sure that your home is something where there is this there is this harmony, there is, complete understanding between the spouses. Think about it also, that both the husband and the wife, you come home from wherever you are working, for example, right? So usually in our jobs and so on, today we have tension and office politics and whatever else is almost a norm. May Allah forgive us and help us to create workplaces also which are full of sukoon. But that's not the case. Usually workplaces are full of tension. Now, if the home also is like that, then it's like a ship that comes in having weathered storms and having been battered by the winds and the currents and so on in the ocean. It comes home to find that there is a storm in the harbor, a storm in the port. Now, how horrible is that, right? So where does it go? Another thing which I mentioned was that in a beautiful relationship, the husband and the wife, there are and there should be no defenses. There should be no barrier. There should be complete and total trust and faith, where both the husband and the wife, they have total faith and trust in each other. They don't have to play games with each other. They don't have to watch what they say, what they do, because of this trust between one another. Now, in that, the other side of it, I mean, I won't say downside, but the other side of that trust is that when there is no barrier, when there is no defense, it means also that it hurts more, right? So the same thing, for example, if a stranger says something to you, it will hurt less than if your wife or your husband says the same thing to you. So this is something which is very important to remember, that we should never intentionally or unintentionally cause pain and suffering to the one you are supposed to love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He created you, and He created, Allah said this, that this is one of His signs, that He created you like this as companions to each other. And if you use that as a means of hurting one another, how awful is that, right? But, and as I said, the hurt is more because there is no defense against it. The hurt is more because this is a place where you want to be yourself without having to pretend to be anything else. Right? Our whole life is full of pretense. May Allah forgive us. But in your marriage, you don't want it to be like that. You want it to be, you want to be free from this tension. So, marriage is a place of trust. So make sure that you you respect that and you do not violate that trust, and let the marriage be a place of sukoon. One of the most important elements of this, and I'll come to that in the next khatira on this subject. We'll do one for each of these words, mashallah. Is to understand that this this trust is such a critical element of a successful marriage. A successful marriage is where the spouses can trust each other. And the trust is that I can afford to be myself without any barriers, without any defenses, and remain unhurt. I don't have to fear that psychologically I will be bashed up if I, within quotes, show my true colors. I mean the true colors in a very positive sense. I don't mean that in a negative sense. But I'm saying that this is the... Now, many times this kind of hurting happens unintentionally because the person might say, you know, I'm only trying to be good to you. I'm saying this to you. I'm criticizing you or whatnot because I want the best for you. But remember, you may want the best, but it may not come across as the best, right? So therefore, softness more than hardness, definitely no harshness anywhere, making sure that the person is, you know, is able to take whatever you have to say to them, making sure that you are not expressing in the name of giving feedback. It is not another way of showing aggression. It's not another way of showing your anger and irritation. All of this, we don't have time now to go into all the details, but just to give it to just so that, you know, I want to put some pointers, so you keep that in mind, that these are very important elements to make sure that the marriage remains marriage home remains a place of harmony and not doesn't become a place of tension. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make our homes into places of beauty for ourselves and for others. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.